Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. Let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And in Luke 21, the red letter edition, that's the ones that Jesus has to say. And I think the Luke is right now, because of the possibility of what will go down in the United States, all right, pretty quickly, I think, or fairly soon, seems to be the one that applies better at this time. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be, ladies and gentlemen? How can it be when he's just told you that some of you shall they cause to be put to death, but there shall not a hair of your head perish? Now here's why. In your patience possess ye your souls. This thing is coming down to the end times. Let me tell you something. And anybody don't see it, they're not looking. Or they've got enough money to go shopping or do whatever. They're on vacation or this one, and they're like the shark people. I call them the shark people. They got to keep moving at all times. Or if they, you know, don't keep moving, then they think they're going to die. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This thing is just going wild and weasel all over the place. And did you see? I talk about the inevitability, or the trying to provoke the inevitability, that's a good way of putting it, of a nuclear war. The Russian general, who was one of the major doctrine proponents of nuclear war and the one who understood it best, Vladimirov, or whatever was his name, he basically said that nuclear war between the United States and the West versus the Russians and the East is inevitable, because that's the two systems have the last chance to go at each other to win, okay, to win over. But it won't necessarily be a win, but it will be an inevitable type thing. I'm going to tell you, I've been telling you for how many years I've been telling you to get nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. And I know that many people have overlooked that, and I'm just going to address it right now. Many people have overlooked NBC gear, or Seaburn, as the, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. They call it Seaburn. Well, they've only called it Seaburn for about the last 20 years. I remember when it was nuclear, biological, chemical, which still fits, because radiological in the Seaburn fits in with the nuclear, all right? So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, back when I first started telling you about it, it was relatively inexpensive to acquire. Now, what is the NBC gear, nuclear biological? You need a military-grade gas mask, and that needs to be something that has the military grade with the military-grade full nuclear biological chemical filters. Now, it depends on how heavy the chaff or the fallout or the dust or whatever from war would be, depending upon the area you're in, but you may want to at least have two filters for each mask. The good masks, which are available, you can put in prescription. You can get a prescription lens to be put in on a little clip inside the lenses. So if you're, you know, having trouble reading, your old reading glasses, or, you know, seeing far away, you've got that bifocal in there if you want. Or you've got your regular distance glasses or your close-up glass or whatever. But I would dab the distance in there and then try and read with the, you know, hold the magnified glass or something outside of your goggle eyes. But you need the military-grade gas mask. And there are different ones. The only place I see that are consistently seeming to be available, and also the ones that are producing new, and you need new. You can't get a surplus gas mask from, you know, the Army Navy store with the goofy Russian old bug looking full head deal, or something from World War One, or, you know, you can't do that because they don't fit you and they will leak. But the new ones, you got to keep them, and you got to keep them nice, and then you get the military grade masks, military grade filters, and then I've always told you, Tyvek, T-Y-V-E-K-F, or better quality suits. But the Tyvek Fs are the least expensive types. They're for to protect you from the fallout particles or chemical spray or whatever it might be, or to protect you from bio stuff getting in. And those usually come, and you want a bigger enough size so you can put it on over your, say, winter clothing, all right? Think about that. So you got to get a bigger size, the neat little trim, look waistline, and make sure you get the smallest size you can fit into. No, you got to get a bigger size so you can do it. Generally, they come with the Tyvek F booties that go over your shoe or go over your combat boots, and like a hood deal, all right, to go over your head. And then that would then go up underneath if you've got it under your tackhelmet.com, tackhelmet.com, or your surplus pass GAT helmet from, but the new tackhelmet.com, you can get level 4 NIJ, you know, level 4 bullet body armor, top of the line body armor helmets, okay, that you'll still allow you to wear any communications gear and earphones to cancel out noise and the whole bit, okay? But those hoodies and the booties are there, and then you also need to get you some of the big, heavy butyl rubber gloves, like a chemical-proof glove, so that you could grab something and pick it up, and then you also, in the winter, would be warm in there, and those kind of things is what you need, you see. You also need the potassium iodate or potassium iodide. Slight difference there, but basically we'll get the job done. And KI for you, potassium iodide, you know, for you is what used to be the talk about it. But you can find that. I've seen some of it at Whole Foods. And you can just look it up, potassium iodate or potassium iodide. And what you want to do is you want to start taking that at the first blush of when you know something might have happened. Now, I've had in the past some difficulty in times with a low, what do you call it, low iodine content or a low, you know, thyroid, you know, stuff when you take your numbers on the test. So it said, you know, people said, well, can you get you a little iodine or something? Take that, you know, the food grade, you know, type thing. So I, years ago, when I had a lower area in that testing area, that I took potassium iodate for a while, just regular. So it didn't kill me. Now I also get a little bottle or vial of iodine, you know, from the, like Whole Foods or one of those kind of places. health food stores, and I'll put, you know, so many drops of the special iodine in my water. Okay. Nascent. It's like the nascent, NASCENT, nascent iodine, which is, I also use that. The trick is to have your system basically flooded up with good iodine so that it doesn't receive that stuff from the fallout. Now, all of that kind of information, you need to look at and take a look at it and see what you're going to do. And there's books like Kress and Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Kress and Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. Now, you need to go ahead and get that. It had a foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller. Now, I've known people who knew Teller directly. I knew a person who, Teller, went to their high school science fair to see them, because this person that he was going to see was doing sophisticated Tesla coil experiments and stuff that had caught the attention of Dr. Edwin Teller. So I've known people who knew Teller, all right? But anyway, Kress and Carney, Teller invented, basically was one of the inventors of the H-bomb, all right? But that doesn't necessarily mean he advocated using all of that or what have you. So now, that right there is going to give you the information that you need about how to survive nuclear war, types of shelters, all the kind of stuff. Another good book, which I really liked, and I still have it, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag. Now, H-O-A-G, I think Mr. Hoag is passed on. But No Such Thing as Doomsday really breaks it down, because you got to get into protection factors. And, you know, what do you need? Well, you need 3 feet of dirt. You know, you need 2 foot of wood, you know, so many inches of steel, whatever it might be. But if you just think 3 feet of dirt or behind the concrete, down in the basement, and you've got another shelter inside of that, you see what I'm saying? Or you're outside and you're looking at Kress and Carney's book, and he shows you how to dig an outdoor shelter and to get into it, all right? That kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I've been telling you for 19 years. And I know that many people, because they sort of doubt, I don't think we're going to have nuclear war, you know, I could see, you know, a collapse of the economy or this or that or the other, but I don't think they're going to do nukes. Well, the inevitability of that now is getting to be much more inevitable. And, you know, I mean, here's why I was saying that. To a certain degree, we got all of our stuff all over the place. We're moving nukes everywhere. You got B-2s and Guam. You got them everywhere. You got them coming from Whiteman Air Force Base and going all around the world. But you also, I think they're also, they may also have some prototype B-21s out. Lockheed, which is interesting, is calling their new F-35 fighter upgrade their TR-3 model. Well, it ain't a TR-3B. But apparently they're using some of the ultra advanced software and different control functions and different maybe engine functions or targeting functions out of the spacecraft TR-3B, the gravity spacecraft TR-3B. But they're calling it the TR-3. But, oh, it ain't going to be ready. It was going to be ready this coming April, but, oh, now it's not going to be ready until June. Well, that means it's ready right now, okay? But they ain't sure what they're going to do with it. Whenever they say it's coming in the future, that means they've already got it, okay? Like some people are saying, well, the Yale University is working on the possibility that COVID might be spread in the air. They've been able to do that stuff with viruses and crap since the 1950s. So this is another part, NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical. there's the information out there that's quite interesting about Marburg, possibly Marburg being in the vaccine, in the globules, and that with a burst of the 5G or whatever, of so many 18 megahertz or whatever I think it is, in 3 1-minute blasts, or a pulsing of 1 minute at a time of that blast of that frequency, that that's supposedly going to turn on the Marburg virus, which if it does and it's real, the Marburg has an 80% kill rate. Now, when you start talking to Dr. Lee Merritt out of Nebraska, she was one of the frontline doctors. She's also one of the top bone docs in the United States, in the world, as far as that goes. And she also was a Navy doctor during the war. But she said, apparently, that isn't it interesting, is that I don't necessarily think and call Marburg an actual virus, because when it was first created, she said that in fact it had been created by using electromagnetic frequencies. Okay. And then she said, I don't think they're going to do it. But then I say, well, if it is an electromagnetic created thing, then they could just recreate it on everybody and put it onto the whole country. Now, they may or may not be able to do that, but they could release something else, couldn't they? They released COVID. I told you back when it was a 205 or 206 or I think 205, when I had somebody that was spotted a red Chinese military unit at Berea, Kentucky. Now, if you ever go to Berea, Kentucky, in that area, and they're in the down into the Cumberland Gap and all that kind of stuff, there's all kind of caves in Kentucky. When you find caves, you find bats. Now, that's the story I've told about somebody who was the river pirate who was down there, and he was watching them. They were all getting little bags of McDonald's, and the guys there were in their little khaki pants and little, tennis shoes and little t-shirts. They're on the back of the big white van, the Chinese soldiers. But then the officers had like a Ron John Surf Shop shirt on. And thank you to the person who sent me that, sent me one of them Ron John Surf Shop shirts. Thought that was cool. But they were there, but then the security man, the kung fu fighter, eyeballed the river pirate, eyeballing them, and he didn't like that apparently, because it was security was being violated, because that was a red Chinese military unit in Kentucky back in 205, 206, somewhere in that time. I forget the exact year. And what they were doing was they're playing around with the bats and bat viruses and doing different stuff. And then if you go back into an era and you do search engine on something called white nose syndrome, you'll find that back in those era that bats in Kentucky and in Ohio and West Virginia and Virginia and Pennsylvania in the caves, that our bats over here were dying of quote-unquote white nose syndrome, okay? Well, they were working the biological stuff back here on these bats here back then. And they were seeing, well, anyway, when the river pirate and his spouse went into the Holiday Inn or whatever it was, the motel or whatever there, it was a two-story motel in Berea, and they were just there on vacation, and they had gone up the elevator. When they got up there, there was the kung fu fighter, okay, just right down the hall from what their room was. So he may have been able to find out what their room was, and he was up on the second floor waiting for him. So then the river pirate hands his wife the key, the stick the key in the door thing, the computer deal, and said, you go on in there and I'll be just a few minutes. Okay. So then the river pirate turned to say, okay, boy, come and get some, Mr. Kung Fu. And the kung fu fighter didn't necessarily like the fact that this old man was getting ready to challenge him to, you know, say, come on, baby, you know, come and get some, you know, Mr. Kung Fu. And so Kung Fu turns around and goes back down. But then the next day, the river pirate and his spouse, on the way home to another state, not Kentucky, they start getting ill with respiratory infection, upper respiratory. And then the river pirate has to go into the hospital because the upper respiratory infection is so severe. Okay. Well, does that sound like COVID or SARS or one of these new deals they've got going? You better believe it. So back then they were doing all of that. So now they could release anything they want. And when you have allegedly, Red China Joe, don't you know? It's all satire, you know. Red China Joe, don't you know? Who's a Luciferian scumbag and then bought and paid for by the Red Chinese. If they're giving orders then for American intelligence agencies, military, and DARPA and all the different people to try to attack you and to subjugate you, the American populace. Remember the Deagle Report, D-E-A-G-L-E. Deagle Report. The Deagle Report is tied in with the Rockefeller family, but it's also tied in with the production of statistical information and projections and predictions that are then given, you know, to their partners in the intel world, like the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, the EIEIOs, and the FBI, and all of them, okay? And there's a lot more than that. There's NROs and NOR deltas, and then there's Delta 7, which is a combined force. And there's all kind of stuff that don't exist, and I'm going to tell you, this is just getting to be one challenging chore after another, even to digest, to understand this crap, okay? But I'm going to tell you something you can understand. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't have that relationship with him, if you haven't repented and asked him to come into your heart to be your savior, then you're in a situation, if you do not know him personally, then you could be in deep doo-doo, brother, let me tell you. Because it's only going to be through the Lord Jesus that we survive any of this stuff. The way, the truth, the light, all right? So that's the facts, Jack. That's the best deal in town, man. You got all these faces on you, you're big and bad and rough and tough. Well, Lord Jesus would like to help you if he can. And even the worst sins, if you believe in him, even the worst sins could be washed away. If you're sincere and he knows you're with him and you're with, and you know he's with you, all right? And you might have to take a lot of washing. You see what I'm saying? If your window lights are real dirty on the old outskirts of town, the old factory, it's got 6 inches of dust and dirt on the windows, you might have to wash that window a few times before you can see through it clearly. So the blood might take a little dripping, you know, a little washing of the blood of the Lord to get you cleaned up. However, you're going to not take the chance. You're not going to give yourself the opportunity to maybe for the first time in a long time. And you guys, people out there know who you are, you know. Too many faces, too many things. Don't tell me anything about it. Just tell me which door to knock down, and we'll let God sort it out. Well, now God's coming to you through his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. He's saying, you got a chance here to get washed clean by the blood, or you want to be one of the ones that dies at Harmageddon, okay? You want to be one of the ones that goes straight to hell and down the fiery furnace and lets old Lucifer hit you with the, and his demons hit you with the blue plasma fire to send you forever? Is that what you want, or do you want to take the chance? So that's directed at certain people out there, but now to the nice people out there, it's no different. If you haven't got Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, then you may not run through this stuff like you think you're going to run through, you know? We've got all these kind of things. We've got inevitability, perhaps, of nuclear war. Canadian Prepper used that phrase. But that phrase is being used by Vladimirov, all right? The Russian general. It's being used by other people, too. I've talked about the possibility of it for 19 years. Brother Quayle has told you about it and warned you and warned you and warned you. So you need that. You also need a decent radiation detector. You need a good, decent radiation detector. And it has to be calibrated. You can't get one of the surplus ones that are the old yellow civil defense. And if they're not calibrated, then it doesn't do you any good. You know, you can find some of them surplus on air, but if they haven't been calibrated properly, they have dosimeter pens, which you can stick a pen in your pocket. They get all kind of stuff here that you can get and that you need to know about. And I suggest that you get to understanding Crescent Carney's book or No Such Thing as Doomsday, or I believe in Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. Holly Deo, D-E-Y-O, I believe that book also has a lot of that information in it too. But you need to get the information quickly. And that's the key to this whole deal. Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24, and he tells you in Luke 21 what's going to happen. He Ezekiel 38, 39 tells you, you know, the Lord says, and it shall also come to pass about going up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a prey, to take a spoil, you know. Well, they're here. The Russians, the Red Chinese, different Muslim factions, all the stuff, they're all here. And they keep coming across, and keep coming across, and keep coming across. And all these sabotage deals, the train derails, and the giant fires and all the different stuff in recycling plants, you know, refineries. And you see, all that stuff just doesn't happen in boom, 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 one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And then this weather warfare, the hurricanes. Remember I told you about how old... the old Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld threatened the Red Chinese back a number of years ago, say about 2005, 2006 in that area, whenever it was, when we were having 2 and 3 and 4 hurricanes in Florida. You remember the one hurricane came from the Atlantic, went across into the Gulf, and then, oh, it miraculously crossed back into the Atlantic. Remember that one? And I don't remember all the names of each hurricane and all that. And how they had to have the... So many people died in some of those things that they had to have the refrigeration trucks there for the bodies, okay? Now they just use electromagnetic laser fire and just burn everybody up in Maui. Where are the kids in Maui? Where are the kids in Maui? Where are they? Governor, where are they? Oprah, Rock, where are the kids in Maui? We see the video of the about 10 or 12 school buses taking them all out. That's in the lineup where they're leaving the area and being allowed to leave by the police who are blocking the traffic the other way. Where did you take them? Did you put them into the old adrenochrome factories for the child rape and all that while their mommy and daddies were held back and burnt to a crisp from the electromagnetic fire, you see? Well, anyway, Adelia was a storm. You remember all the different, we follow these storms even before, you know, the big hurricane in New Orleans, you know. even before all of that, I remember watching them and then seeing different things, showing the different stuff. Now I can go to Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, University of Wisconsin, Mimic. What is it? TPW version 2. All right. And you can watch this stuff. You can watch them create it. But old Rumsfeld threatened the Red Chinese for creating all of the hurricanes back then off the coast of Africa. And you can still see that net. You can see a pulse come through in a, like an electric pulse. It's kind of hidden. And you have to understand that nobody is giving you a guidebook that has how to read the Mimic. You've got to watch it for a long period of time to understand it, but go ahead and start watching it. And in the past, we made such a big thing about Mimic that they then tried to overlay with a lot more colors and a lot more stuff to hide it. But then they had to peel that back because then they also wanted it to, for people to be able to see it. And if you read the fine print on the stuff, it says, oh, they do show electromagnetic, pulses and different things. You better believe it does, because they use it clandestinely as a way to view all of their weather warfare and all their crap. So now we got Hurricane Lee coming in, and it goes up double wind speed one day. And I tell you, they keep saying, oh, it looks like it's going to go up north into the North Atlantic. Well, that ain't a foregone conclusion, because when I watch it and I plot the track of it on a line, it looks like to me it's going to hit Miami, all right? Looks like it's going to hit Miami or just a little bit up the East Coast. If it goes up the East Coast a little bit, well, then maybe it hits the Carolinas, you know, in Georgia. But all of this is warfare. This is warfare. This is asymmetrical warfare. We're already in the World War III. So if you don't have your food, your precious metals, your ammo, your nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, and oh, I know, when I first told you about it, it was relatively inexpensive. Not inexpensive, but relatively. Now it's gone way up for a lot of it. But the need for it is there, and you better get you something or you're going to be in trouble. But if nothing else, you can at least get Crescent Carney's book or No Such Thing as Doomsday or Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, all right, and start to read up on the radiation stuff and how to do expedient shelter in your basement. And if you're out and you saw, you thought something happened, you go to the end of the, you know, lower parking garage and sit there. You got to protect yourself with distance. Mass, distance, and time are the things that allow for the radiation factors to dissipate. All right? You got to know what the protection factors are and what different things are offered to you by being in what part of your home or what part of your apartment complex or condo building in the city. Ladies and gentlemen. Now, yesterday, there was about, I think it was yesterday, there was over 30 C-130s up. A lot of them came from the Northeast and then were going down towards Oklahoma and Texas. We don't know why, because I think it's possibility that what the why was that they may be getting ready to pick up some of the armored divisions out of Texas or the artillery divisions out of Oklahoma and move them perhaps to the Ukraine or Romania or Poland or Estonia, Lithuania, or Latvia, okay? And then, you know, I was saying about the inevitability. Now, are you using guts poker? Seems to be this drone war going on, you see? And then Rostov-on-Don is where Putin has a big headquarters there in that area on the Black Sea. It was always a vacation home. It's a huge, big palace-like thing for himself down there. Rostov-on-Don is a city there, but he had his HQ there, and not too far from his palace HQ, a huge drone attack, kaboom, and big fires, and they declared an emergency situation in that area. Well, that was hit by a drone.
Well, they say it's the
such and such drones owned by such and such corporation, and they're done from, you know, kamikazes, and they're the Ukrainians are doing. Well, all I can say to you is out there, all I can say to you is, well, you were ordered to drop one about a block or two blocks away from Putin's household, weren't you? 59. And it doesn't make any difference because the Russians probably already know all of that shit anyway. Excuse my French. Because they are plugged right into Red China Joe and the communists and the Luciferian communists, socialists in the power right now in the White House. Okay? Stinking, blinking, and linking, and winking, and chinking, and all those people. And the Sullivan, all these Ivy League little whippersnapper, pimple-faced boys, okay? And then you got people running this war over there like the New Land. It's a new land, you see, if you blow them all up, it's a new land. But apparently New Lands and those type of folk were in the NSA for a while, and they were much hated by the good people, by the real true patriot NSA good people. But they had cybersecurity off-the-shelf companies and corporations that were doing what? They were created to hunt down the good people in the intelligence world, whether active or retired, who were trying to bring forth information and truth, or to actually do their jobs, like Roland Carnaby, who was in charge of all the Houston security and the airports and the ship channel and all of that, CIA agent. Roland Carnaby, who was allegedly killed, on a traffic stop by rogue Houston policemen, you see. Well, we brought that out, I believe, 2004 or 2005. It was in that same time period when I first came on the air. And nobody ever said that we were full of crap or anything back then. And as a matter of fact, they basically, from what I understand, through sources in the Confederate Air Force, which is not, you know, the Confederate Air Force, but that's just what they call it. The Confederate Air Force sources would say that they threatened Carnaby's wife because she kept asking too many questions, and they told her to shut up, and they gave her a little money, you know? And I understand all of that. Well, there's something to be said not to dive into the first, you know, scrum pit, you know, and get yourself killed. You know, I've told you that a number of times. I was looking at Steve Quayle's website here. It says, watch, Pentagon DARPA announces nanotech mind control of society. And then it says, Alex Jones breaks down a horrifying lecture that reveals what the mad scientists, quote unquote, at DARPA think about the masses. They openly talk about like we're animals. So you have all these things that don't exist. Weather warfare, release of pandemic viruses, or using electromagnetic, what was it I was told, you know, that the current definitions were satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neuro physiological template. Well, you are a neurophysiological template. A person, a human being, is a neurophysiological template. But there's also then, like Lord Jesus tells you, in your patience possess ye your souls. Well, there's a whole lot of people going over to the enemy's side, to Lucy's side, let me tell you. Or they just think they can walk through the raindrops, tiptoe through the tulips, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you what. You better have the personal relationship of having Lord Jesus as your Savior. You ain't going to get there. You ain't going to get there. But you go to John 14, and you can read about what he tells you. You want to see him? You want to have him manifest himself to you? You want to anything that you ask in his name? His name is Jesus, by the way. He will try to do, okay? Because he's going to be with the Father. But then he also says, if you look at the syntax of the sentence, it's not what you might think it is. He's telling you or anybody that believeth on him, the same that he will be able to do as well. Okay? It's a marvelous gift if you understand it. And then he goes on and tells you about, if you want to see him, you want him to manifest himself to you, then do this and keep his commandments. All right? Well, I guess there was a missile test where there's actually two of them supposed to be. But Vandenberg, I think, shot off an ICBM, a Minuteman, apparently, but I'm not so sure it went well. The Canadian Prepper says they loaded it up with a number of MRV, you know, multiple reentry vehicle warheads, but you see, we don't put the actual warhead on. It's a dummy warhead, but it's activated and that kind of stuff, and they can put multiples on because there are no treaties anymore. But the Russians were putting them on anyway, and we put them on anyway, even though when there were treaties, so it doesn't make any difference. But apparently, there's a possibility that Vandenberg, they may have missed their, they may have, I don't know, but I suspect they may have missed their target area in the Pacific. Didn't hit right where they thought it was going to be. And then at the same time at Cape Canaveral, there was supposedly going to be a launch of the new hypersonic, an American hypersonic missile. But then they scrubbed the launch in the middle of it, aborted the launch because they couldn't confirm certain things about the target area and bop, bop, bop in the Atlantic off the coast of Cape Canaveral. You notice how they changed that back from Cape Kennedy. It used to be Cape Canaveral. Then they changed it to Cape Kennedy. And then they changed it back, you see. Because they didn't want people thinking about Kennedy so much and the assassination and all of that. So we've got all of this going down. And it's sort of like I've told you about Function Junction. Old Casey Jones, clones of Casey Jones, the engineer on the old steam engine, you know? And Casey Jones is telling people, more coal, put on more coal. And he's got the hammer down, right? And Casey is drinking moonshine and on crystal meth, okay? And he's got the hammer down, going over 100 miles an hour in the track. And all of these trains are headed to Function Junction. You got, apparently, the October 4th is going to be when there's going to be a national test of the National Emergency Alert Network and that kind of stuff. Now, I think they're going to text everybody's phone, but I believe they're also going to probably zap the sirens and do all the different stuff, all right, as a test. Well, that just happens to be after Hunter Biden gets allegedly indicted on the 29th of September. All right. But it also happens to be right in the time frame where they're talking about the shutdown of the government over the budget and over the border. The House Republicans are demanding that the border be closed up and shut down and handled, or they're not going to vote for any of this crap. And they've already told McConnell to forget it. And then this McCarthy, he's a weak sister, always was. I mean, he's from the same state as Pelosi. I mean, don't you think the same people run California's, you know, have both sides of the coin? this is all coming down the pike. Now, the only other thing I could think about on the C-130s is that they're doing down there to deploy other troops around the thing, possibly for martial law. Because what is it? Wells Fargo shuttering more branches into banking? Okay. SteveQuayle.com, SteveQuayle.com. One of the stories of the day, shutters three more branches in November as the banking bloodbath sweeps the nation. And then with the BRICS, and they've shown their new little currency thing as a possibly, not the approved one, but a possible actual note, one of their notes with all the different BRICS countries' names and stuff on it and the picture. And there's in the front of it, there's like a star wheel of gold and golden star wheel, which I think indicates that it's partially going to be partially backed by gold. But they're lying to you about on TV. They just say it's an oil play. Well, what the oil play is they no longer have to buy dollars to purchase oil from the Emirates or Saudi Arabia, the United States, or anybody else. All oil trades were to be done in the U.S. dollar. If they no longer have to be that, then there's no demand for the dollar to buy oil with it. If there's less demand for the dollar, then that means it's worth less than it was when there was a high demand for it. Pretty elementary, although they mess it up and can convolute it and lie about it and do this, that, and the other about it. But let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. You need MEC gear. You need water purification. Now, there's another one right there today. The EPA, the government agency, the EPA, is apparently saying that they want to take Berkey water filtration systems off the market because they're using pesticides. I'm going to explain that real quick because it ain't true. They're using pesticides to kill the organisms in the water. You know, the bad bugs and stuff and flora and fauna and microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, and protozoans and all the different stuff that's in water, the bad stuff. But what they say is a pesticide is the silver, the pure silver that's in the filters. The silver that's in the filters, they say that's a pesticide. So that is bull crap, horse hockey. EPA, you're full of Luciferian horse hockey. Berkey Filtration System is suing the EPA. You should need to look for that online. Berkey, let's see if I've got the name of it here. Let's see here. Press release, Berkey Water Filters sues the EPA. Berkey Water Systems. Press release, Berkey Water Filters sues the EPA. You need to read up on that, and I'm going to tell you what that tells you to do. The EPA does not want you to have pure water. They want you to die from the polluted water and the water that is perhaps going to have fallout, radioactivity in it. They don't want you to purify water. They would rather have you have water that's perhaps got some of the stuff in it. The mRNA or the la 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 to give you the next pandemic. Or to make you easier to mind control, like DARPA wants to do to you. So they're trying to get rid of what is arguably the best water purification system or filtration system available. There are other good ones, Alexa Pure and Pure, P-U-R, and Katadyn Combi and that kind of stuff. Aquarain is also pretty good. I don't know if they're still made, but I guess they probably are. But I have one of those from the old days that I have it back as a backup on the bench, you know, ready for the Berkeys. But you'd better order you a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters because they also take out about 99% of all the chemicals from the water as well as kill the viruses, bacteria, and the microorganisms in the water, the, you know, different parasites and what have you in the water, okay? They get rid of all of that. It's been used for years, you know, overseas by missionaries and stuff in the jungle and what have you, and in the mountains and all the different places. Been used everywhere. And then those, you better get them quick. And if you got a lot of money, if you got a lot of money out there, you're saying, well, you know, Hawk, I'm still pretty flush. I've got my 401ks big, and I've done my investments, and I had a good business. Well, then why don't you order about five or six of them right now with extra filter sets of filters for each one? You can also get, if you wish, the extra filters that take out the MTBE and the fluoride. The MTBE, which is in gasoline, allegedly, and the fluoride, and then that will remove almost every kind of bad impediment that you'd ever have in water. And then if you had an old T-shirt and you got a mud puddle down the road and you want to get you some water, you take your bucket down there or something, you'd strain it through the, you know, the cheesecloth or the old white T-shirt and get the, a lot of the basic stuff out of it. But then you run it through the Berkey and you can drink it, all right? You can drink it. So don't you think you at least ought to get a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters and get one now and get extra filters? I believe each filter is good for about 3,000 gallons. Now, if you have real hard water or something, you're living in the, oh, I don't know, the Alleghenies, the Adirondacks, the Berkshires, wherever you're at, or you're in some place like in some parts of central Illinois where you have hard water. And then you got places like Missouri, certain places in middle Missouri where you get soft water, right? But be that as it may, you might have to clean your filter a little bit more, but pay attention to the directions and check in with Berkey. But I'm going to tell you, you better get them now. You better get the NBC. If you want to get the NBC, the only place I know that can get it for you right now is MIRA, Myra, Mira, Myra. I think it's Myra.com or whatever, or Myra gas masks, all right? I used to tell you to go to ApprovedGasMask.com. I don't know if they're even in business anymore or if they have stock. They may be, and very well may be, all right? And they had as good a selection. You could see all the different stuff, and you could get kits with the different components of a thing. Now, for children, babies, there's something called a baby ranger, a positive pressure system, where you put the baby up inside under the bubble, and the positive pressure keeps all the bad stuff out. This has been approved and vetted and invented years ago in England, all right? And then there's youth rangers, okay? There's different stuff like that. And then there are smaller masks for younger children. There's smaller masks for that. But at a certain point in time, the youth mask, they can move on up into the really tightened down basic military grade mask. And I know it's expensive to a certain degree. You are much more expensive than it was relatively back in 2004 when I first started telling you to buy them. But if you have any ability to get them, then you need to get what you can get. You need to get the book so you can get the information, and like the No Such Thing as Doomsday, it goes deep into all of the protection factors and the different radiation factors and all the different stuff. But if you don't have a radometer, if you don't have a, you know, a radiation meter, then you won't know what the readings are. You see what I'm saying? But you can figure out beforehand where you need to be, and you can get a protection factor, you know, 3 foot of dirt deep under the ground in a cave and bop, 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 and the, or wherever it is. In the blockhouse corner of your basement with another, you know, type of shelter up, and where you pile up all the boxes of your food and your big water barrels and all your stuff and your old furniture and workbenches and all the kind of stuff, you see, you pile it all up and get behind it and then wait in there for a few days. You can also get the things where you can crank if the electricity goes out. You got a hand crank to ventilate your shelter, you know, that kind of stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. This thing is going to get wild, weasel. You need to get on top of it right now. You need to start doing the things to prepare yourself. We're already at the war, all right? And if 59, if old 59, let's just say like a football jersey, you know? Taco Freddy's 59, you know? Somebody told them to drop the drone strike about two blocks or a quarter mile away from Putin's Rostov on Don headquarters. Well, that's kind of a provocation, you know what I'm saying? That would be like popping something into, Anacostia, let's say, into the harbor at Anacostia. Or maybe maybe a quarter block away, you know, or half a block away from the White House. So it's a provocation. And if they want to take you to war and they're going to go to their Valhalla bunkers, you see, with all of their high and tight liaison officers, you know, for the men or the women, I suppose it's the 6 foot tall redhead or blonde, you know. And then there's going to be pretty much butch and woo-woo going to be around for liaison officers for the other types. But you see, they'll just forget where their wives are. Well, she'll have to shelter with the this one and back home, you see. And meanwhile, they go to Mount Pony, Mount Weather, whatever it is, that they're going to go to, Site R. So don't go into their loose period knife without a fight. Anything you can do, do it. Do it now. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare methodically off of your list while you still got the chance. Good night.